Nalolo Town Council qualifies for over 10 million kwacha. Zambia Devolution Support Program grant. LCC Zipri plants 102 trees along at Sababa Road to promote Green Lusaka. And in international news, all pupils kidnapped from Nigeria Catholic school are now free. In sports news, Top Star assures customers over free-to-air channels access challenge ahead of AFCON. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Nalolo Town Council has qualified for the World Bank WB Supported Zambia Devolution Support Program ZDSP grant and is expected to receive 462,775.49 US dollars, about 11 million kwacha under the 2024 allocation for capital project. Council Public Relations Officer Batson Kandimba says the council is among 65 selected local authorities across the country that have qualified for the World Bank WB supported grant under the 2024 disbursement. The local authority has since conducted stakeholders engagement meetings as part of the 2026 budget consultative process to receive submission on how the ZDSP grant should be utilized to implement capital project that will help improve local revenue generation and enhance service provision to communities. Mr. Kandimba says in line with the guidelines, Nalolo Town Council remains committed to following the local public investment management procedures to identify and implement projects within a period of 1 year.
Nalolo Town Council has qualified for the World Bank supported Zambia Devolution Support Program grants and is expected to receive 462,775 US dollars, equivalent to 11,109,106 under the 2024 allocation for capital projects. Nalolo Town Council is amongst the 5 selected local authorities across the country that has qualified for the World Bank supported grants under the 2024 disbursement. The local authority has since conducted stakeholders engagement meetings as part of the 2026 budget consultative process to receive submissions on how the ZDSP grant should be utilized to implement capital projects that will help improve local revenue generation and enhance service provision to communities.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, in partnership with Zipri, has planted 102 trees along at Sababa Road from the roundabout to Great East Road as part of efforts to green the city and combat climate change. The tree planting exercise forms part of the broader environmental initiative by Zipri, which has donated more than 3,000 trees, including fruit trees varieties, to be planted in strategic locations across Lusaka. Leading the exercise, Lusaka Mayor Chilango Chitangala described tree as a lifeline in promoting environmental sustainability and addressing the efforts of climate change. She pledged that the council would continue expanding green space in the city, strengthening partnership with schools, and enforcing environmental protection policies through the Lusaka City Environment Section.
Today we're planting over 100 trees, about 102 trees for the day, but of course at the top of our, we need to plant about 200 trees to reach our partners and support the country. And it's for others that are fighting climate change with us to partner with us. It's the best time for us to plant because we have good trees. But of course, working with them for the next few years, we definitely plan to about 30,000 trees. So thank you very much. Thank you for also the donations that you've donated to our local authorities. Very excited, and I hope our partners
Meanwhile, Zipri Country Manager for Zambia and Malawi, Owen Mothali, expressed happiness over the partnership with LCC, describing the initiative as a key milestone for the company.
In 1990, we started operations in 1992. So in 2023, we've just taken it. And as part of our commitment of what to give back to the community, we pledge to plant 6,000 trees in each of the countries that we have. We are in nine countries, and Zambia is one of them. So this is just the beginning. We are starting today, planting about 100 trees, 200 trees, along with part of the road.
Social economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's governance, police and legal performance in 2025 has been grouped by active reforms effort alongside persistent institutional weaknesses. Chisanga noted that government demonstrated clear intent to reshape the country's governance landscape, particularly through constitutional and police reforms aimed at improving representation, enhancing public sector efficiency and strengthening fiscal discipline. He says the progress under the International Monetary Fund, IMF, supported program helped to boost police credibility, reinforce budget discipline and improve public financial management. However, he observed that governance outcomes remains uneven despite the expanded reforms agenda. He pointed out that concerns persist regarding the rule of law, consistency in enforcement, institutional independence and the protection of civic space.
We're talking of many other aligned aspects of governance from that perspective. When we talk about law and order, we are talking of orderly manner in which certain things should be able to be conducted so that we avoid an ethical system in the business scope. When you talk about the governance aspect, it's a broad base which also underpin and can complement a determined structured a way of trying to work around some of the key elements in the economy. So when you look at investment policy, look at trade policy and many other aspects that should be able to be highlighted from there.
A dental expert has raised alarms over the growing occurrences of tooth decay among children, describing it as an increasingly common infectious disease worldwide. Speaking to One Love Radio, Tone Park Dental Hospital surgeon Walia Walia cited World Health Organization (WHO) research estimating that about 60% of school-going children globally are affected by tooth decay. Dr. Walia says the situation is equally concerning at the local level, revealing that the hospital attends to about 15 children on a daily basis. He says that the 15 children with tooth decay daily translate to nearly 95% of pediatric cases weekly and that the trend is very worrying. She explained that preventing tooth decay largely depends on knowledge and awareness, which influence good oral hygiene practices and positive attitudes towards regular tooth brushing. Dr. Waria also emphasized that critical roles of parents in protecting children's oral health, particularly through the diet choices.
The WHO, 80% of school-going children suffer from tooth decay. Yeah. Because look, it's been very since morning. Today we're not even busy. We see around about 15 children every day. All these children, when they come, they are coming with tooth decay. It doesn't matter what day of the week you see. Mm-hmm. So meaning children are missing school because of tooth decay.
The Passports for Economic Progress, PEP, has expressed concern over continued delays in paying farmers for maize supplied to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, despite government assurance that funds have been secured for the purpose. PEP President Sean Tembo says the party was saddened by the remarks made last Saturday in Katete by Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri, who confirmed that farmers had still not been paid for maize delivered to FRA in June 2025. Tembo noted that the party has on record a statement issued by the Minister of Finance on 6 November 2025 in which the government said it had borrowed 5 billion kwacha from a syndicate of local commercial banks to clear all outstanding payments owed to farmers for maize supplied during the 2025 season. He further cited a statement made by Minister of Agriculture Ntolo Piri in September 2025 indicating that government purchased a total of 543,000 metric tons of maize at a price of 340 per 50 kg bag. According to PEP's calculation, this amounts to 3.7 billion. Tembo says it is also public knowledge that government, through contracts with the Democratic Republic of Congo and Malawi, has sold more than 600,000 metric tons of maize over the past 4 months. In addition, the Minister of Finance announced on 12 November 2025 that Zambia's gross foreign reserves at the Bank of Zambia had increased to $5.2 billion.
Number 6. The President recently announced